A really nice TGIF. Sunshine today, another pretty winter day. We've had these just quintessential winter days, right, where it's chilly at night and in the early morning hours, but not ridiculously cold, and then really pretty nice in the afternoon with temperatures in the 60s. Very near average for the middle of January. Not bad, huh? Well, our near average goes away over the weekend into early next week, so enjoy it while you can. Highs this afternoon reach the mid-60s. It will still be chilly tonight, so sweaters and jackets as you head out this evening. And in fact, cold enough near and west of Highway 301 for a bit of patchy frost late tonight as temperatures dip into the mid-30s near Highway 301 and to the west. Upper 30s for the I-95 corridor and stays in the 40s for the beaches. A really nice Saturday, though, partly sunny. Mild temperatures will soar all the way into the upper 60s to near 70. So about a 30-degree temperature rise from the early morning readings. We will see clouds start to thicken a little bit after, say, 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and that's because of the approaching storm system that we've been tracking all week long. Still looks like rain for Sunday, and even some as early as after midnight Saturday night. So the system continues to speed up a little bit. A widespread rain for the area Sunday morning. You wake up in the morning, it's not going to be pretty, folks. If you're headed out and about, you need to jog, walk the dog, maybe head to church. Umbrellas and raincoats, no doubt. And if you have to exercise or walk the dog, just delay it a couple of hours because it will improve fairly dramatically. But Sunday afternoon, now it will be breezy, but we'll dry out from west to east pretty quickly. Perhaps as early as late morning west of Jacksonville, the I-95 corridor midday or at least by early afternoon, and at the beaches by mid-afternoon. So not a complete washout, but it will rain everywhere, and there'll be some downpours at times and perhaps even a rumble or two of thunder. But I'm not expecting the atmosphere to be unstable enough to support severe weather at this point, but it's something we'll keep an eye on, obviously, from the First Alert Weather Center through the weekend. Temperatures will still manage to reach the 60s Sunday, drop off a little bit during the heaviest rain, recover a little bit in the afternoon as the rain moves away, and then a surge of cold air will work its way on the backside of that storm system across the area Sunday night into Monday, making for a very blustery Monday and Martin Luther King Day. Bundle up for the parade Monday morning, as we can expect temperatures to be in the 30s and 40s in the morning with low wind chills close to freezing and afternoon highs that will only be in the 50s and a gusty wind continuing. But there will be at least a lot of sunshine for Martin Luther King Day. This is that same storm system that we've been talking about, too, that will bring snow not that far away. Northern Alabama, northern Georgia. It looks like Atlanta gets a mix of frozen precipitation. In the end, the accumulation is probably not all that great, but you won't have to go too far north of Atlanta to get into accumulating snow over northern Georgia, good part of Tennessee, and a good part of the western Carolinas. So if you want to drive 6 to 8 hours, you can get in some decent snow Sunday and Sunday night. But if you do so, be very careful. It's tough driving. It will be tough sledding, so to speak. But if you also go, keep it safe, send us some pictures. As we get into next week, the system's moving away, so we clear it out, as I mentioned, on Monday, brisk. And then Monday night should be the coldest night of the season so far. As we dip to near freezing, we might get a 32 at the International Airport Tuesday morning. It'll be close. I'm thinking 33 to 35 right now, but it'll be close and certainly cold enough inland for frost early Tuesday morning. Keep that in mind for your plants. And same thing for Wednesday morning as well. We have not yet had a freeze in Jacksonville. And highly unusual to go this long. The latest ever is January 25th of 1975, at least for the International Airport, where the thermometer is located right now. If we go back to 1871 and the thermometer for the previous 1971 was downtown Jacksonville, we have had a freeze as late as March 10th, 1932. And then there are a handful of freezes that didn't occur until February, but pretty unusual to get to where we are now with at least a freeze at the International Airport by this point. And it would also help, obviously, with the pollen, the pine pollen, which is going to be very high the next couple of days. We get some help with the rain on Sunday and then the cooler air early next week. And we need that rain also, by the way. The drought index updated yesterday afternoon shows now much of Jacksonville and northeastern Florida in the yellow. That's the lowest end of drought conditions, dry conditions, but it does show that we are truly starting to dry out. I've been talking about that. The month of December was below average. We've not had widespread significant rain since before Christmas, and we dry out in a hurry this time of year with the dry air. So we'll take this moisture that we're going to get on Sunday. I mentioned that the rain will be widespread Sunday, but it is a swift-moving system, so that should keep amounts in check overall, but I still think a half inch is a good bet for many neighborhoods, perhaps 3/4 of an inch in a few spots, with the heaviest amounts near and west of Interstate 95. I've also posted in the Burrish blog those freeze numbers, by the way, the information on that. The coldest we've had so far this season, by the way, is 35, a couple days back in November. I've also posted in the Burrish blog the 2021 U.S. temperatures month by month. It's kind of an interesting map, along with the thunderstorm coverage for each day. It's an animation for each year going back to 2016. That's another pretty cool and interesting map as well. Again, that's the Burrish blog at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. Have a great and safe weekend. Take care of yourself and one another and stay healthy with all your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.